Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook at www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia, where you'll find more than 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. That's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. So, where was I before the commercial? Oh, right. Mr. Media is recorded live from the world's new media capital and hometown of actors Patrick Wilson, Monica Raymond, and Angela Bassett, St. Petersburg, Florida. Guys, are you hungry? All right, let me put it another way. Are you hungry but feel like you don't know how to prepare anything more appetizing than microwave nachos with lots of jalapenos thrown in to kind of cover up the mess that you created even making this thought-free dish? Maybe Hal B. Klein can help. The actor food blogger, there's an interesting combination, is the man behind thismanskitchen.com. That's solid, thismanskitchen.com. It's a website with simple-to-follow instructions for even the most hopeless dude balancing ingredients and fire. Here's a clip from a vlog.
How's it going, you guys? My name is Hal B, and I'm going to be making a deep-fried cream cheese and bacon appetizer. Now, this is a super awesome thing to make because it combines two of my favorite things in the world, deep-frying and bacon. So I've got some wonton skins here that I'm just going to lay out. Now, you find wonton skins at the grocery store. You find it right near the tofu. And what's great about that is if you see someone getting tofu while you're getting your wonton skins, you can just look at them and be like, I'm going to deep-fry bacon, man. So now we're ready to go with the cream cheese. Now, as you can see, this is not a very good way to get the cream cheese on there. But what I have here is a regular zippy top bag, and I'm going to use that as a piping bag, because who has a piping bag at their house, man? I don't have a piping bag. So all I'm going to do is take the bag, get a nice giant spoonful of cheese, and kind of put it right in here. Get it as close to the corner as you can. And then you want to squeeze all the air out of the bag, seal it up, and then just take a scissor, cut off the end right here, and you've got your own zippy top bag, piping bag.
Hal B. Klein isn't just another entertaining food dude, though. He's also an actor, having appeared in Bottle Shock and Noble Son alongside Bill Pullman and Alan Rickman, as well as in Killer Movie with Alicia Dishku. I'll never say that name right. Hal, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks for having me on, man.
My pleasure. So cooking and acting, that's not the most obvious dual hyphenate.
No, not entirely, but you know, when you think about it, really, they're both very creative outlets. And so for me, you know, it was a passion. Both of them are equally passionate. And in acting, you have a lot of downtime, time in between jobs. And I figured, you know, what can I do during this? And I was like, you know, I love cooking, so I'm going to pursue this too.
Now, don't most actors who are between jobs wait tables? Isn't that the stereotype?
It is. It's much more fun to be making the food than serving it, though.
Well, how did you get so interested in food?
You know, it's funny. I actually grew up a really picky eater, and when I went to college, I wasn't that crazy about the dorm food, and I called my mom, and I was like, hey, you know, can you send me some recipes for things that, you know, I used to love that you made? And she was kind of surprised by the whole thing, but agreed to it. And once I started cooking, I realized that I really enjoyed doing it, and it wasn't really as hard as I thought it was. And from there, it just spun off and just kept going and going over the years.
Did you find that if you cooked it, there were foods that you liked to eat more than if someone else cooked them?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think when you cook your own food, you can kind of judge, you know, the ingredients that you're using, and you can modify. Like, I make, I hated mushrooms, but I really like chicken marsala, and which is usually made with mushrooms, but I decided to make it with, like, basil and rosemary instead. And that made it a dish that I turned out to really enjoy and not have the things that I didn't like in it.
And so doing this for your own site, are you dumbing down recipes for, you know, for guys, or are you making it simpler to understand how to do these things? What's kind of your goal in terms of doing this?
It's not dumbing it down at all. Making it simpler to understand is actually a really great way of putting it. It's taking it step by step, and for people to realize at first, you know, people think, oh, I don't know how to cook, so there's no way I could do it. But it's, no, you don't know how to cook. You have to learn how to do it, so you just go step by step. So, you know, so you break it down. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, so you just break it. If it looks like a long recipe, it might be a lot of steps, but that's all it is. It's just one step after the other. And, you know, it's anything that you learn how to do. The first couple times you do it, you follow the instructions exactly. And then the more you're comfortable at it, you get, the greater you can have the freedom to do what you want with it.
Will your mom let you cook for her?
Oh, yeah, my mom loves me cooking for her now. I've actually cooked the last couple of Thanksgivings.
Really? You really?
Yeah, well, we made a team effort last year, which was really fun.
So, I mean, are you thinking that you'd like to pursue? I mean, if people go to your website, thismanskitchen.com. There's a series of recipes on the left, and then the upper right, there is a pilot, which is what we took a little audio from, of a vlog or a video blog entry. Is this something you're looking to make a business out of, or is it just a hobby? What are we doing here?
No, absolutely. I mean, I love it. I'm aiming to have a cooking show on the air sometime soon. So we actually have another episode that we just put up recently and another one that I'm going to start editing today. So we're going to do a series of webisodes, and hopefully people will like that, and hopefully it'll move on to something a little bit more, you know, and hopefully I'll be able to show people that they can do it too and kind of take people along that don't normally watch cooking shows or think that cooking shows are something that could teach them something.
Hmm. Now, the Hal B that we get in the video sounds a little like a Valley guy. A lot of mans and dudes and, you know. Is that a persona for the video, or is that the real Hal B?
That's part of me, man. That's who I am. Yeah, I'm an interesting guy because I've lived half my life in New York and half my life in California, and I'm like a perfect mix between the two of them.
So, you could be like Vinny the Chef.
Yeah, I could be.
You could make a roll out of it. Any particular favorite types of food that you like to make, either personally or for the blog?
You know, it's funny because these days I've been cooking a lot of vegetables, which is very strange for me because, like I said before, I started off a picky eater and the whole thing started because I hated vegetables. And now lately I find myself going to the farmer's market a couple times a week and getting broccoli, or I just got some peas the other day. And this, you know, more than me cooking, like the vegetable thing really shocks my mom. You know, every time I post a recipe of Brussels sprouts or something, she calls me up and she's just like, "How? I can't believe you're making Brussels sprouts. It's crazy." So I just, you know, fresh food is really important. But then as a guy, you know, I love grilling. I have a smoker in my backyard that I like making ribs on. So I love food in general.
Now, I see one of your more recent entries is about pizza, and, you know, you're obviously a New York guy to be obsessed with pizza, but you say, I'm a crap baker, so until I meet an adorable pastry girl, making my own is a challenge.
That's true. I need help with the baking.
Pizza that tough?
Pizza, you know, the dough is really kind of hard to make, and, you know, getting the right pastry, it's a real difference between, you know, people ask, you know, do you make desserts and stuff, and it's a huge difference between pastry cooking, which pizza dough would come into, and savory cooking, whereas, you know, like savory cooking I can teach anyone because you can kind of use your own feel, your own judgment. Pastry cooking is very exact. It's almost like a science.
Plus, it seems, I know my wife has experimented with baking pizza at home, and it seems that the ingredients can, whatever you put on top of the pizza, once you master the dough itself, what you put on top can make or break you. If you put, like you mentioned, mushrooms, if you don't get a lot of the moisture out of the mushrooms, you're going to have one big soggy pizza.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It seems to be an issue there. Is there anything that you will not make still at this point?
Yeah, I still don't like mushrooms, actually.
No.
Yeah. But that's about it. It's gone, you know, it's gone a real full circle. I always tell people, you just got to keep trying things, and eventually you're going to find a way that you like it, you know? Except for mushrooms.
Except for mushrooms.
Except for mushrooms. One day, though, it's my goal. It's my goal for the next 6 months is to find a mushroom dish that I like.
Now, you've been doing this for a while. I mean, I was a little surprised to see you've got entries going back to 2008. Including Hot for Passover, what you can do to make matzah better.
That's right.
I think the answer is pretty much nothing, but okay, I'll take your word for it. How has the blog changed? How has your style of doing this changed over time?
It's changed a lot, actually. You know, the thing is that people often say to me, oh, you know so much about food, which I do, but I learn every day, too. So if you look at kind of the earlier entries, you'll see that maybe the techniques are a little bit different than the ones I'm doing now. And just learning a lot more about food and connecting with a lot of other people in the food community has been a real education for me as well.
I like this one dish particularly, the sweet potato two ways. You've got, and this goes back a couple of years, but there's photos of everything, which really helps. But it's a sweet potato casserole, I guess, and on one side it's got the little marshmallows on top, and on the other side it's got the pecans on top. I like the idea of doing it two ways in one dish.
Thanks. It was the Thanksgiving compromise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we couldn't. Yeah, there was a lot of debate about do we want the marshmallows or do we want the pecans? And in a very diplomatic way, I said, well, why don't we just have both and we'll do half and half? And I have to say, the actual best part about that entire dish was right in the center where you got a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah. I would say I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, yeah, that's good. I like sweet potato. That's a dish I didn't discover until way after college. I was like, sweet potatoes? You know, that sound good, but. Anyway, well, let's change gears a little bit, and let me remind everybody that you can check out Hal B's website. It's thismanskitchen.com. It goes back to 2008. There's recipes and little anecdotes within the recipes I think you'll enjoy. Where do most people recognize you from?
Most people recognize me from the movie Bottle Shock.
Mm-hmm.
Which I played a character called Shanky, and it's just a great movie. It was a really wonderful indie hit that was out last year, set in 1976, about the Judgment at Paris, which is a famous moment in wine where California wines in a blind wine tasting contest actually beat the French wines, and it was the moment that put the global wine map on the world.
Hmm. And what about Noble Son?
Noble Son is another great movie that was out last year. That's a kind of black comedy thriller. And you'll notice in both of them, it's a very similar cast. It's Alan Rickman's in both of them, Bill Pullman's in both of them, Eliza Dushku's in both of them. And it's wonderful. Writer-director Randy Miller and his wife Jody Savin create these great movies, and I've been really lucky to be part of their team for the last couple of years. So it's been great.
How did you get into this? I mean, the last couple of years, what were you doing before, for example?
I was actually living in New York doing theater. I was a Shakespeare guy. I went to drama school in London and was doing classical theater all around the country, and then just got lucky and met Randy through a family friend. And he said, you know, I'm doing this movie if you want to come out to L.A. and kind of check it out. And that was called Marilyn Hotchkiss Ballroom Dancing and Charm School. And he just kind of – he became my mentor and really was able to help me out with a lot of stuff and kind of teach me the differences between theater acting and film acting. And it's been nice because, you know, every movie he's done, I've gotten a bigger and bigger part. So it's been a great experience.
And you've got two upcoming gigs that sound interesting. You're in a live-action movie version of Jack and the Beanstalk, and you're involved with a PBS special called Lily's Light, which will air in May. And you've got a behind-the-scenes role in that as well, right?
That's right. Lily's Light is great. It's a children's TV show. It's also live action, which I think is a nice, really great trend in children's entertainment, that you're coming back to seeing a lot of live actors instead of just animated characters on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's is great because not only am I in the show, but it's also my first time working as a producer on a show, which has been really exciting and just great working with we work with the Heart Gallery of America, which is this foster organization, and public broadcasting, and bringing the two together. So it's been a really exciting project.
And that's going to air as a special in May, is that right?
Yeah, we've got a pilot that's done that's going to air as a special in May, and then hopefully we'll get a good enough response from the audience, and it'll go to series hopefully in maybe September.
And there's some familiar faces in that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It was created by Sherry Hersey, who's just the most wonderful, entertaining person in the world, and she's probably most well-known for playing Al's wife on the show Home Improvement.
Oh, of course.
And then we have Fred Willard's in it, who's just hilarious in a lot of things. Mindy Sterling from Austin Powers. Greg Martin, who's George Martin's son from the Beatles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So really, like, just an outstanding cast of really very entertaining people.
And how did you get involved in the production side?
I got involved in the production side after we shot the pilot. We were kind of shopping it around. It looked like for a while things were going to happen with it, and then, you know, a lot of projects kind of fall through and they get picked up again. And once we had this opportunity to have the special on public broadcasting, I asked Sherry, and I was like, how can I help out? I want to be part of this. I want to really help this. It's a project I really believe in. It's great. It's educational for kids, and it's also raising awareness of foster children,
mm-hmm.
which is a really important thing in America. And she's like, you know, you can do this, you can do that. And then the more I started doing, you know, one day she said, we're gonna make you an associate producer if you wanna do more. And I said, great. That sounds wonderful to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the Shakespeare dude is behind the camera too.
Yeah, the Shakespeare guy is behind the camera working on children's shows and cooking.
All right. And what about what do we know about Jack and the Beanstalk? I understand it hasn't been given a slot yet for distribution.
Yeah, we're hoping it's going to get distribution sometime soon. It really should. It's a live action telling of a classic story. Amazing cast: Chevy Chase, James Earl Jones, the voice of Jack, or the voice of the giant. It's a really, really entertaining, hilarious movie.
I don't know. You know, the way you said that, I started thinking, yeah, James Earl Jones, Darth Vader is Jack. That would be an interesting telling.
Yeah, they should recast this with him as Jack instead of the giant.
That would be cool. Now, what are you playing that?
So I do this. I play this kind of bumbling cop. There's like three of us that are kind of these Keystone cops, and we do this Abbott and Costello, who's on First Thing, with Jack's mom, who's played by Katie Segal, who's also terrific in it. When she first discovers the beanstalk, and it's this whole bumbling wordplay scene, which is it's great. It's really funny.
And anything else coming up beyond those two?
Yeah, I did a movie a couple months ago in New York called Stuck, where you'll actually get to hear my New York accent, the original accent, as it were. I play this. It's about these four guys that get trapped in an elevator during that blackout a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the dramatic tension that builds between all the characters as they get, you know, they're stuck in there and their lives and the conflict that emerges between them. And that was really exciting for me because I usually play a lot of kind of comic, funny, laid-back characters. And in this, like, I play the cop that just completely loses it at the end. So that was, like, it was a great project.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, folks, listen, you can read Hal B. Klein's blog at thismanskitchen.com. That's solid. Thismans with an S. Thismanskitchen.com. And watch for him in May in Lily's Light on PBS. That'll be a special pilot, hopefully for a series. And he'll also be in the upcoming live adaptation of Jack and the Beanstalk with Katie Segal and Chevy Chase. Hal, you know, very entertaining stuff. I look forward to seeing more video episodes of This Man's Kitchen post up to your site.
Awesome. Yeah, there should be one in the next week or two. So thanks so much for having me on, man.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, and continued good luck to you.
Thanks. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And folks, for more interviews with chefs, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the editors of Cooking Light and Food and Wine, as well as contestants from Hell's Kitchen and many more. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. When you get there, you'll be able to choose from 75,000 titles. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com mrmedia for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.